Today's shir in the Dear Shemishan Buriyomi program is Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. And we are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're starting a brand new siman, siman Tof Ayin Hei, which deals with Yeser Dinei HaSeder, additional dinim of the Seder. And we begin with the Siv Aleph in the Mechaber. We're now up to the point where we just finished drinking the second cup of wine in the previous siman, and now we're getting to the matzah. So the Mechaber tells us, Yitol Yodov, you wash your hands and tilos yadayim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Yito Yodov, the Mechaber tells us from the Shiboli Aleket, Kivan Shetoli Atam Vehesach Hadas, the reason why we have to wash our hands again, even though we washed them earlier in the meal, is because we Mistama touched something, Yodayim Askanios Heim, and therefore we have to go wash our hands again. But he brings down for the Shiboli Aleket, if you're certain that your hands didn't touch something, then you don't have to go wash your hands again. And in fact, it would be a bracha of Atala if you did go wash your hands with a bracha. So he either suggests go wash your hands without a bracha, or what others suggest is that you should go be metame your hands specifically, and then you definitely have to make a bracha. Alternatively, you can touch Sifrei HaKodesh, and Chazal instituted making a new Netilas Yadayim if you touched Svarim. It brings down in Dir Shavut number 20 that not everybody agrees with this. Ayin Sham in Dir Shavut number 20 that the Chayyadim says you would have to make a bracha, but the Bir Halacha says maybe you wouldn't have to make a bracha. In any event, to get around any questions, make sure that you touch something, you scratch your hair or something like that, and in this fashion, you're obligated to wash your hands again with a bracha. The issue footnote number 1 brings down, for those that have the custom of announcing each part of the Seder before they do it, for example, you announce, now we're doing Kadesh, now we're doing Urchatz, now we're doing Karpas, Yachatz, etc. So you should make sure, he brings down from Rav Ozer Zatzal, that you should make this announcement about Motzi Matzah before you do the Netilas Yadayim, because it might be a hefsek if you do it afterwards. So again, back to the Mechaber. You go and wash the tilas yadayim. Then v'yikach hamatzos k'seder she'nicham. You go and take the matzos in the order that you had them. In other words, the shlema on the top, the shlema on the bottom, and the broken one in the middle. The larger half you took off of the afikoman, you put that aside, and this is the remainder of the middle one, and that is haprusa bein shtei shlemos. The middle broken one has to be between the upper and lower entire ones. V'yochazim yod, you hold all three together in your hands, v'yivarach hamotzi, and you make the bracha of hamotzi on all three of them. We have three, the gra only had two, we have three bedavka, so we can have still two intact ones over here for lecha mishnah. Then you drop the bottom one, and you make the alechilis matzah on the top two. And then you break the top one and the broken middle one. You break them together again, as we'll see. You break them both together at the same time. The Mechaber says you go dip that in salt. However, the Ramah says, you don't have to go. There's something wrong if you do dip it, according to most. Some say that if you're dipping it here, it's an extra dipping. We only have the dipping into the salt water with the karpas and the maror into the charoses. So some don't specifically dip, but others say it's okay if you want to dip, but you don't have to dip, the Ramah says, into the salt, even though you normally do, Belayla Rishona, on the night of the Seder, because the pas naki in Tzorach Melech, because the pas is perfectly good. And the reason we normally add salt is to enhance it. Here, you don't need to enhance it at all. It's perfectly good. We'll see a number of other reasons why we, in this situation, don't dip into the salt, but we have salt on the table, even for those that don't dip into it. So we just said a mouthful over here. Now let's go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Aleph. He says, Rotsu Lomar, Afal Gav Shinota Le Yarokos, even though we washed our hands for the Yarokos when we did Karpas, Kibosh Kosav Sivin Tuf Ayin Gimel Sivav, nevertheless, Mikol Makum Kivin De Omar Bein Tayim Hagodah V'Halo, since we said the Hagodah and Halo, in between are washing the hands for karpas, which was, of course, without a bracha, and now, we're concerned that maybe you didn't keep your eyes on your hands, you weren't concentrating on your hands the whole time, and therefore, your hands are moving around constantly, and therefore, they became dirty. You may have touched a part of your body that's normally left uncovered, you scratched your head, you touched on your body someplace, and therefore, you require a new netilas yadayim, and that's why we brought that. If a person is certain that he didn't touch anything else, which again, if somebody somehow knows that, so then he really shouldn't wash with a bracha now. But as we pointed out, that you should touch something. The Bir Halacha also suggests that you could touch over here Sifrei Kodesh, which Dir Shu footnote number 20 brings down, is according to the Chayyadim, who says if you touch Sifrei Kodesh, you have to go and wash your hands even in the middle of the meal, albeit the Bir Halacha disagrees with that. In any event, then Sivkot and Beis, you hold all three of them in your hand, V'yochazim v'yodo, kol shloshten, all three of them. Ha'oyona v'atachtona b'shul lecha mishnah. As I pointed out, the top and the bottom one, we who follow the minhag over here, not of the gra. The gra only has two, as I said. He doesn't say you need a shlema for the lecha mishnah over here, but Dafki says lechamoni, you don't have a shlema, but we most follow the opinion that you have three matzos, and therefore you have the lechem mishnah with the top one and the bottom one intact. Vaprus al shem lechem oni, and the middle one is for the name of lechem oni, which we've mentioned many times already. Dirusha foot number two brings down why is the prusa in between underneath the shlema. So Shulchan Aruch Harav points out because meikar adin the baruch of amotzi is really on the shlema, and therefore if the prusa was on top, you'd have to pass over it, and we don't want to pass over a mitzvah. Then the Mishnah continues, says, "Vivarach bechas amotzi." You make the bracha of amotzi, and you then drop the bottom one. V'yaniach hashlish liyishamit miyada, because now you have lechem mishnah. You don't need the third one. The third one is for later on, and now you're up to the part of alachilas matzah. So that's only on the top and the middle one, the top shlema and the middle broken one. So you leave v'yaniach shlish liyishamit miyada. The bottom one falls down. V'yivarach laprusa. You bedavka make the bracha on the prusa over here im tvi'isas elyono with the upper intact one. Alachilas matzah. Vivarach shtei brachos terem shiyishbrem, and you make the bracha of hamotzi and the alachilas matzah before you break it. Ukemoshe mesayim mechaber yachak kavuchle, as the mechaber said, and then you go and break it. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel, he says, the whole lechatchila tzorich lechol mishneim bevas achas. You hold them both in your hands because you really have to eat both of them at the same time. Ukil kameh, we're going to learn in a moment. Therefore, you break both the top one and the middle one simultaneously together, not one after the other. So you shouldn't have a hefsik in between breaking one to the other. Shouldn't have any interruption between the breaking it and the eating it. Now, if you broke the top one and then you broke the middle one, so if the top one is the one that you really have to be yotzei the mitzvah with, we'll see it's a machlokas, whether it's the top one or the middle one, so then breaking of the middle one, if you're really supposed to eat the top one, is a hefsik in between the eating of the top one and the breaking of the top one. So therefore, we break them both simultaneously. Sivkot and Dalet, the Mechaba says the minhag is not to go dip it to salt. Even though all year round we do go and dip it into salt. Even good, high quality. And technically, you don't need to do the tibul minhadin. Which Dirshu footnote number 6 reminds us that we said over there that pas nikia doesn't require dipping into salt. Nevertheless, we do it over here. The Mishnah Berurah continues. We'll go back to Dirshu footnote number 6 in a second. We call makom belelos harishonos shel Pesach ein nagin kein. We don't have that custom to do it on the night of Pesach. The tvehu niru lechem oni kishenot tovu melech, because we want it to be dafka look like lechem oni, a poor person's bread. A poor person doesn't necessarily have salt to dip it into. The issue foot number 6 says, even if you don't dip it into salt, according to these opinions that say you don't dip it into the salt, Ramah says, mitzvah lo niach melech al shulchan kol yishibotza. Even though we don't have the custom to dip it into the salt, according to the Ramah, nevertheless, you put salt on the table because of the idea that the table is like a mizbeach, and it says, al kol korboncha takriv melech. And this is also megim and aparani. So we have salt on the table, and it somehow protects us even if we don't use it. The issue foot number 7 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Rav another reason. And he says, Mishum chiv of mitzvah. We want to show our dearness to the mitzvah. We don't dip it into the salt because we don't want to have anything diluting the delicious taste of the matzah, the special taste of the matzah. The issue footnote number 4 says, that brings down the Shaar HaTzion later on in Siman Tov Ayin Zayin, that says that you should have in mind when you're making the Alechilas Matzah via that it also goes on the Achila of the Afikomen, because they're Rishonim that say that that's really the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. The issue foot number 3 says, if you forgot to say the bracha alechilas matzah, so the Shelas Tshuvas Ha'elevich Lo Shlomo says you weren't yotzei, because you have to say alechilas matzah in order to be able to eat it. Otherwise, it's a mitzvah bo v'yaveira, and therefore he says you're not yotzei. On the other hand, the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as others, is that you are yotzei b'di'eved. You know, you didn't make a bracha, okay, but you are yotzei. And this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv. There was no issur in the guf of the achila, and was an aveira that didn't make the bracha. That's why he stole yotzei. Chafetz Chaim adds over here in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschu Vivarech Hamotzi. He says the reason why we have over here these two brachos, Hatam Yishum De'ika Plukta, there's a machlokes. This poskim, the Sovereign Shivarech Hamotzi, Ala Shleima, Ve'ala Achilles Matzah, Ala Prusa. There's one opinion that says that the Hamotzi goes on the Shleima, and the Achilles Matzah goes on the Prusa. But others say opposite, and therefore we do both at the same time, so we don't get involved in this suffix at all. And that's why we also eat two kizesim, as we'll see in a second, bibiotze, either way that we're supposed to do it, because we're not 100% sure which one was the hamotzi and which one is the alachilas matzah. The Chafetz Chaim himself, however, in the next bir halacha, dibra matzah kizesim kolecha, says, I really don't understand this at all, because where does it say that you have to have two kizesim over here? It's one kizais. That's what the Gemara says. He has a long arichas over here, which he leaves off to the end of this bir halacha. He says, tzarech iyun, exactly what is going on over here, that you have to have a kizais mikol echad over here. This has nothing to do with the shirim changing. He says, according to the Mechaber, there's a separate mitzvah to have a kizais of the top one and a kizais of the broken one. And the Chafetz Chaim says, I really don't know where he got this from. It doesn't make sense. And again, he has a long arichas over here to explain this. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kohen Hey. Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah as follows. Rotsu lomar, belelos rishonos, both on the first and second night in Chutz La'aretz. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and he says, v'yochleim behaseba, you eat both of these two matzahs, the top matzah and the broken middle matzah, behaseba, when you're reclining, b'yachad, together. Kizayis mikolechad. And again, this is where I pointed out, we have this novel idea that you have to have a kizayis from the upper matzah and a kizayis from the broken middle matzah. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkon Vav, Lefisha Berach, stay brachos. You have two brachos over here. Vekavanoso hayo ala shlema vela prusa. One bracha was on the shlema, one bracha was on the prusa, as the Chavetz Chaim pointed out. We're not sure which one is which. Therefore, Lefika tzarech lecho mishtem. Therefore, we eat a full kizayis from each of them. Now, this brings us to a beautiful but very long Dirshu footnote number 8, which is how do you exactly do break up the matzahs? Now, all of the poskim ideally say that you should have everybody at the table eat a kezias from the big top matzah and from the broken middle matzah. Now, in those days, their matzahs were different. They were more like pitas. They were big, thick things. So just like from a regular challah that we have, you can give out many, many kezesim. From their matzahs, you could give out many, many kezesim. And one table, all the people at the table, could each get a kezias from their top matzah and from their middle matzah. But our matzahs nowadays, which are the flat, hard matzahs that are much thinner, you don't have multiple kezesim in each matzah. So how are you supposed to distribute to the entire table a kezias to everybody at the table from the top matzah, and even more difficult, a kezias from the broken, smaller middle matzah to every single person at the table? So Dirshu Foot number 8 goes through this in great detail as to how you should do this. There are many, many, many eitzas over here. The best eitza is that every adult at the table should have, certainly a husband and wife could have one together, a brother and a sister could have one together, but you basically have only one or two or three kizasim in these matzahs. So what you should do is have, get every person should have three matzahs in front of them, and every person at the table should ideally go and do their own motzi matzah, al mitzvah matzah, albeit the Baal HaBayis could be motzi them. That's a separate machlokas whether they should be listening to the Baal HaBayis and be yotzi with his motzi and his alechilas matzah, or should they say their own alechilas matzah? Either way is correct. Either way is fine. But the bottom line is, he says that it's much better. He brings out many poskim, including Ramosha Feinstein's Zatzal, who say that you should really put a separate three matzahs in front of everybody at the table so they can do this all by themselves. This way you don't get into any problems. If you don't do that, so then there's a whole bunch of discussions. You should try to give everybody at least a little piece of the top matzah, a little piece of the middle matzah. The other matzah should ideally be on the table, so it's lechem oni, so the matzahs are also involved in the saying of the Haggadah on them. Albeit, the bottom line is, if you have to take additional matzahs, so then that is acceptable. Probably best to keep them on the table. He brings down there are opinions that therefore say that the other people, since they're not having a kezias in the top matzah, kezias in the middle matzah, that they only really have to have one kezias. So that's another interesting diuk over here that he brings down. And then Rav Yashiv, Obi, the Shel Shuvas Artsin, says even in this situation, everybody should have two kezesim. There's really much great detail over here you should try to read. It's not very difficult to read the entire Dirshu footnote number 8 inside to get a full understanding of all of these beautiful opinions. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin. He says you have to eat it in a reclining position. The same din that applied to the wine. And he brings that over here in Dirshu footnote number 9, that if a person didn't do so, so ideally he should go eat another matzah again without a bracha, but you could possibly rely upon the opinion of the Rav Yehuda that we said that nowadays we don't do haseba. But if it's not too difficult, the best answer would be to eat another kizayis of matzah in a reclining position, but without another bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches writes, B'yachad, Sh'im yocha mitchilo kizai shalamotzi, dahinu min ha-shleim, if you eat only the top one, harei hu kimavsik ben birchas alachilas matzah, alachilas ha-prusa, shalok koya bracha. Because if you go like the opinion says, the top one's ha-motzi, the middle one was the alachilas matzah, so then there's an interruption between the alachilas matzah and the eating of the separate kizais of the ha-motzi from the top. And if you do it the other way around, b'michol ha-prusa b'kodem, so eat the prusa first, so that's great for the alachilas matzah, v'achach ha-shleim, and then you'll eat the top one, so gam kinu kimavsik, because you don't have the Hamotzi matzah on the top one. Therefore, lahani poskim the svar the sabri the birchas alechilas matzah kol shleima. For those that hold that the alechilas matzah is on the shleima, then you have the problem the other way. Vakim yochel miyachet, to get around any problems over here, eat them both together. The issue footnote number 10 brings down. The second version, so the Aruch HaShulchan writes that Shona Leil Pesach Mishar Yom Tov. This is different. Here, you have a prusa. That's like the Vilna Gaon. He holds specifically, you only need two matzahs over here. And therefore, that's why they do it in that fashion. Why don't you make them both on the same matzah? Because he says, Einos mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. The issue footnote number 11 brings down, Af shekol kezayis hu l'shei mitzvahs acharetz, each one is for a separate mitzvah, one hamotzi, one achilas matzah. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shein lochu shematzah me'alechem, Mishnah is going to be mevatel estam matzahs ha-mitzah. It won't go and nullify one to the other. That's not a problem. Unless he says if they're totally different tastes, then it might be a problem. But most of the time the matzahs are identical or very, very similar to each other, and therefore it's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tes says, Yid kezayis mikol echad, like we pointed out already, min haprusa bevadei tzor kezayis. You certainly have to have a kezayis from the prusa, because that's, according to many, the alechilas matzah, dom mevarchin alechilas matzah, in achila pchusa bekezayis, and that has to be a kezayis. However, technically, al beprusa samotzi, halo kaim lo anda motzi, mevarchin afilu apoks bekezayis. Technically, kamei amotzi, even if you're not eating a kezayis, as we already learned, kanal besimun reishud, in Hilchos Brachos, el mishum diyesh poskin, shesovin, the birchas motzi, koi al prusa, but some say that that's really on the prusa. And the bracha al achilas matzah is koy al shleima, so therefore lochein tzarich we call achatz kezayis. So we pointed out already there's two separate mitzvahs over here, and we were not sure which is which. So therefore you have a kezayis from the full one and a kezayis from the broken one. You don't have to swallow all of them. You should ideally chew it up well, but don't swallow it. And then ideally you can have the two kezesim in your mouth, although we see there are many other practical ways that one can accomplish this. You don't have to swallow the two kezesim at once. You eat a kezayis and you swallow it, and then you eat the next kezayis and you swallow it. But the evidence, I feel a balak is ice mat mat yotze. If you eat little bites and swallow, little bite and swallow, little bite and swallow, that's also good. As long as you don't have a longer period of time than a kedei achilas pras, which we've already pointed out, is somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes, you're okay then. Bid the evidence, at least, and maybe even lachatchila. What about measuring out the matzahs? So, Dirshu Fut Namatova, a whole discussion. Can you measure it on Shabbos? There are those who say you can measure it on Yontif for Shabbos over here. It's not a problem, medida of measuring, because it's a mitzvah. Others say, no, you should measure it beforehand and not get involved in this problem. Dirshu Fut number 13 brings down from Avayashiv Zatzal that you put the chatichos matzah ketanos mat mat, take little bites and chew them and put them in your mouth, but don't swallow it. And then Dirshu Fut number 14 says, Im hadover doresh torach v'is amtsus yisera. If this is too difficult to do, which I would dare say for most people it might be, so if Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down, she'en lev lo b'yachid, you don't have to swallow it all at once, p'shum she'en zu derech achilas. It's not the normal way to eat it. And therefore, you shouldn't eat it too quickly either. That's also not the normal way to eat it. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Ein zu derech achila, if you're eating it in a crazy way, a person should just eat quickly, but properly and normally. And my Rebbe, Willig Shlita, would always say that as long as a person eats for the amount of time of a shir, of a kedei achilas pras, that's all you can do. Hashem doesn't want you to eat it in a way that's not called achila. And if you eat, let's say, for 4 minutes, pick that shir for kedei achilas pras, and eat the matzah for 4 minutes in a normal, fast way, so then you are definitely yotze lechatchila, according to all the deos. He also points out over here from Shlomo Zalman that if you don't hold from good rocks, it's not a problem for you, then you can dip the matzah into a little bit of water to make it a little bit easier to do this. The issue foot number 15 says, ideally you shouldn't talk in between, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down that you are Yotzei B'dieved if you ate during the Kezayis. Of course, you can't talk before you eat something after the bracha, otherwise that's a hefsek, you'd have to make the bracha again, but ideally you shouldn't talk at all until you finished eating the Kezayis, but if you did talk, you are Yotzei B'dieved. Now we're going back to the Chabav. If you can't do this to eat both kizesim at the same time, so then yochal shalamatzah tchila, eat the top one, the motzi matzah originally. That's your first kizayis. V'achakash shalachizman. Then you eat the prusa afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkon Yud because he has shleim al yona, the top one shemikor din aloh koy birchas hamotzi, because that's the one that was for the hamotzi according to many poskim. V'lo havi kehefsek b'diavad, and it's not considered a hefsek over here to the achilas matzah. Masha ochla bein birchas achilas matzah lachilas prusa. Why is it not considered a hefsek? Even shibal, litzorach osa kezayis. You can't eat the alachilas matzah until you have the amotzi. The hainu litzorach birchas amotzi shitzorach levarach gam alakezayis shalaprusa. So therefore, it's not considered a hefsek. Because we oppose him further, shitzorach lechol gam kezayis vishon shalamotzi beheseba. Both of the kezayis should be eaten beheseba, and even the one that's not alachilas matzah, it should be eaten beheseba, even though it's for only for the quote hamotzi. Then you eat the achilas matzah, which is the broken piece. It would be the yevet. If you only ate one kizayis, whether it's from the top one or from the middle broken one, yotze. Bottom line is, you are yotze anyway, bid the yevet. The issue footnote number 18 says, what happens if a person can't eat a kizayis? So he brings down Peshelus Shuvus Or Letzion to eat what you can, because there may be a mitzvah, chatzi shir over here, even if you can't fully fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Mechaber continues and he writes, now we finished the matzah, we're up to the maror. You take the kezayis of maror, whichever herbs we talked about previously, you're taking, and you dip it totally into the charoses. However, don't leave it there for a long period of time, because you don't want to ruin or get rid of the taste of the bitterness of the maror. And the time's there, based upon this, Tzorech lenara charosim yolav, you wipe away the charosis from it afterwards, v'yivarach alechilas mora, v'yochlen below of seba. And then you make the bracha alechilas mora. You don't have to make a bar pri adama, you did that on the carpus before, as we'll see again inside, v'yochlen below of seba. You eat the mora without haseba, without reclining, because it's not derech cheres. We have a bunch of mishav brus to do on this, but we'll stop over here. With this, we conclude today's shir.